Hi, we're Scarlett.
And this is the Building Bridges podcast.
Take it away. Welcome to Building Bridges. I'm Jan.
And I'm Dave.
And this is a Eurovision podcast for the rest of us. Our next guests today are the, we could say, enigmatic Swedish metal duo Scarlett, who they are returning to Melody Festival this year with their electrifying track Sweden Psycho. They are known for their quite dynamic performances, and Scarlett aims to leave a lasting impression in Heat number 5 on March 1st. Dave, the interview was quite an amazing one, right?
Well, when they said yes to the interview, when we got that email, I'm pretty sure I screamed in joy. first of all, what an honor. Speaking to them, you get the feeling that it's a little personal. Because, I mean, I'm sure, like, we are not over Circus X not qualifying last time, let alone them. Like, the shock and the disappointment for them when they were such a fan favorite that they didn't get through. I kind of wonder if the changes to the Metal Fest rules this year aren't because of what happened last year and because they didn't get in. So, super, super expecting them to be in the top three on Saturday, if not top two, with Sweet and Psycho, based on what they said about the song. And just before we listen to them, a huge thank you. When we spoke, Sebi and I spoke to them, you weren't available then, and it was the end of the day for them. And just so you know, just so you can visualize when you're listening to this, it was at the end of the day. They had been doing interview after interview after interview. And when we connected with them, they were still like on their game. They had the full makeup and hair done, just like you remember Scarlett from Melfest last time. Like, they were true professionals. And yeah, just a huge thank you to that, because I know how tired they must have been.
They were doing this as a huge professionals as they are, and this really comes as no surprise, I would say. But like, as you said, I couldn't agree more with everything you said regarding that. So I really suggest that we go and we see what they have to say about their upcoming Sweet and Psycho melodies.
And I have to say, oh my God, it's Scarlett. It really is you. Because this is a big deal. And we just got the news today by coincidence about the running order for Melody Festival.
Yeah.
And
we
you guys will close the last heat. Yeah, so what was your reaction? Yes. How do you feel about that?
Amazing.
Yeah.
It feels really cool to be able to just close everything up. And we love our number, or like
our show.
So it feels really cool to be able to
I can imagine. Yeah.
That last.
Well, historically, SVT likes to hold what they seem to consider, anyway, the best song for last. We've seen that,
right?
We've seen that with Lorraine. We saw it with Marcus and Martinez. So, do you feel this is, you know,
pressure?
Not pressure, but like as a good sign that they've left you for last.
We'd like to think so. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. We go with that. Yeah.
And now even
we
the betting odds. Even the
I'm
betting
sorry.
Odds. Sorry about that. Go on, please.
No. We're just gonna take that and run. That it's
yes,
it's good. When last,
it's good. But even you're in the bookmakers and in the betting odds, you're doing phenomenal. You're in second place right now. Why do you think that is? Where do you think all that faith in you comes from?
I think people might be wanting more, like from last year, or this year. I mean, and they're excited. I think we have so much great response from fans and from, well, people.
Yeah.
Also from Europe.
Yes.
It's crazy. So that feels really, really good. Yeah. It's been a long day. We're a little
yes. Yeah, us too, totally. Don't worry about it. So last year, I mean, we'll talk about that in a bit, but like, even though you weren't in the final, you were so close. You were a fan favorite. Mm-hmm. You're back this year again. That doesn't happen so quickly unless it's big. So when your entry for this year was created, was Eurovision, was Basel already in mind, or was that a step too far ahead so far?
No, it's in our minds.
Yeah.
Yes. I think we felt like, well, we would never do it again if we didn't have the perfect song.
Yes.
And the perfect number.
Yeah.
And also to step it up this year. Because we need to bring something even more intense, even more spectacular.
Yeah. But then when we were able to make like a song that we felt this is really us, mm-hmm. and this is, we just want to elevate everything even more from last year. And we feel that we are able to, well, hopefully do it now. We're doing the best we can. So we'll see.
Yes, so maybe take us back to how Sweet and Psycho was created. How was the journey of writing this song, which you say is very intense? Unfortunately, we cannot listen to it yet.
Yeah.
How was the creation of the song?
We were five people in a room with, well, mostly the same skill sets, but also different skill sets. And we wrote with people that usually do mellow songs, Melodifestivalen songs.
Yes.
And one metalhead as well.
Oh, good.
And I think that was the key ingredients, actually. The producer, Dino.
To have those two worlds meet, collide, and to just bring the best pieces from each world and make something that's Scarlet from that.
Yeah, I think this is why you stood out to so many people, because you guys last year, Circus X was very metal for Melodifestivalen standards, and you were like someone who combined, you know, something that is friendly for Eurovision, but at the same time is rock and is a bit more harder maybe. And I think this is why so many people loved your song last year and will love the song this year. But can you maybe give us a small teaser? Like, is it going into a similar direction to Circus X? Or can you give anything away at all?
We took the best pieces from Circus X and put it in this song.
Yeah.
I would say it's more the core Scarlet. Mm-hmm. It's a little heavier. It's more intense. Mm-hmm. It's more choreography. Because it's hard, you know, when you come from the metal scene and you go into this platform, like, what will people like? We loved Circus X.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. But it was slightly, it wasn't as hard and heavy as we usually do.
Yes.
So this is a little more us.
More in your face.
More in your face.
Even more us. Yeah.
I think that's good because, you know, SVT is now sure of you guys as performers and of Scarlet. And, you know, now you can do your own thing, really. And hopefully represent Sweden in Eurovision with it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, there was a bit of backlash last year when you didn't make the final. And, of course, being back again so soon, was that entirely motivated by you guys, or did SVT come to you and say, if you've got something, you know, you can come back in 2025?
I think it was all parties.
Yes. I think they were interested to have us back if we would bring something really good to the table.
Yeah.
I mean, because it's all, no matter how, what kind of artist you are, how great you sing or perform or whatever, it all comes down to the song in the end. And then you have to make the whole package, like with the song. We weren't so hard to convince either. But we were very excited to be able to be back if we got the chance.
Yes. And I mean, I can say I've been to Melodifestivalen several times, you know, both as press and as audience. And Sweden is one of the most prepared national finals in all of Europe.
Oh, really?
So, yes, everything's rehearsed, you know, times and times again. Others, you know, they say, just go with it, whatever. So, did you already start rehearsals and your vision board for the staging and everything?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. We, like, the vision board we've been working on for months now, I would say. And
even before we knew, because we only applied with this song.
Yeah.
So we knew that if we do this, it's going to be with Sweet and Psycho. So we started to create all the visuals around it very well. This the same day we send it in.
So we don't want to get into that too much. Can't give too much away, of course, because we want to watch and to the end of the Del Tiveling too, because you're going last, as we said. So after that disappointment last year, of course, SVT came out with new rules this year for how those last couple of entries will be chosen. When you heard them, were you pleased with the change for this year, for 2025?
You don't know until you're there. I mean, we kind of knew the outcome. I mean, everyone did. But I don't know, actually. We're aiming for the final, so we haven't given a thought.
But I think almost everybody in the Eurovision fandom agreed that you should have been in the final, and again, you stood out very much. Did you feel all this love and support from the Eurovision fans, despite not going to Eurovision, technically?
Oh, 1000%. Like, the love that we get from Europe, like the Eurovision fans over there, it was almost a bit overwhelming. We didn't expect that, and to just it was awesome. So hopefully we will be able to meet them in person next year.
So how will you react, do you think, if everything goes well, you go right to the final and you take the crown? Because fans have been saying for years, like, Sweden usually plays it too safe. Predictable, right? It's too safe. And and you guys had such a good song last year and it wasn't appreciated. If everything goes right this year, how will it be? A regular party, or will it be super duper crazy over the top?
Oh, I cannot even imagine. The party.
We always party. But I think it wouldn't be just a win for us. It would be a win for every kid that feels like an outsider, or it means so much more than just like revenge. But to be able to represent Sweden when you look like this and you have a song that is not fit the mold kind of song, it's a victory for multiple reasons.
Yeah,
and I think your whole
that's a good point.
Yes, your whole appearance, your whole persona is so interesting, and you left a bit of mystery too about your persona. Of course, you would be the first Eurovision winner, just as Scarlett, you know, and who is not a private person in that sense. So, I think you have the best chances, and I really, really hope that Sweden appreciates you this time.
Thank you.
And can I point out to you, since we're a podcast and our listeners can't see how appreciative we are that you showed up in full makeup and full Scarlett appearance. It's amazing.
It's amazing. But if you're fine with it, we will post like a small bit to TikTok and to Instagram of your...
Do whatever you...
Go for it.
Your podcast. That makeup was not for nothing. We cannot let that go to waste. All right.
We always look like this, so...
Yeah.
Scarlett, thank you so much for taking your time to talk to us today. And of course, you can use your final words now for whatever you like. You can motivate the Swedish people who are listening to vote for you, or you can just have a small message for the Eurovision fans, whatever you'd like to say. The stage is yours.
Yeah, thank you so much. We're so grateful for all the support, all the new fans, all the old fans, and just keep being yourselves. Live your life the way you want to live your life. And also vote for us.
I will, for sure. I'm not technically in Sweden, but you know, there's VPNs and there's ways to get around that.
I like that.
You solved that. Tiny.
All right. Thank you so much once again. And
thank you for having us.
Best of luck. We cannot wait to see the whole show. If I'm sure it's going to be a show. Oh, and to listen to the song, of course. Best of luck.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Scarlett, for giving us a glimpse into your world and sharing the story behind Sweden's Psycho. I can easily say in the name of all of us that we are eagerly anticipate the performance in Hit 5. And we really are looking forward to see the performance at the Melodi Festivalen stage. And at this point, also one huge thank you to their press contact, Niklas Torsel, who nicely connected all of the artists, including Scarlett, Clara Hammerström, and Victoria Silvstedt. So they had a nice little chat with us. And this is like really pretty much it, right, Dave?
Yeah, I was just going to say, yeah, go Scarlett. Our fingers are definitely crossed for them. And to those of you, because I know that the fan community is a bit divided these days over Måns and his participation. If anybody is probably going to take down Måns and qualify from Sweden, it's probably going to be Scarlett. So if you're going to throw your support behind anybody, why not go with Sweden Psycho?
Exactly. So do not forget to follow us on our social media. We are Building Bridges Pod everywhere. And also do not forget to visit our website, buildingbridgespod.com. Until the next time, another Hey Doll. Enjoy Mellow, and you'll hear from us very, very soon. Ciao!